This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Christina N., Earl B., St. Peaches, Terrence C., thank you to Carlos C. and Bonkers. A huge thank you to Viren A., Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah M., Brizo, and Abby R. Thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interest and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Remember, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi! Another week, another new episode. Welcome back and thanks for being here today. Thanks for making Tabi Tabi Podcast a part of your week. I hope you're all doing safe and I hope you enjoyed listening to the last episode about the Mambubuno. It's relatively short, but at least you learn another new creature in our folklore. But yes, I don't really have any announcement apart from stay safe and stay warm. So with that being said, settle in my dear listeners, and let's begin. In the quiet heart of a dense forest, a single ancient tree stands as a silent witness to the passage of time. Its towering branches create a natural sanctuary, providing shade and refuge for weary travelers seeking solace beneath its expansive canopy. This tree, like countless others scattered across the earth, serves not only as a testament to the planet's resilience, but also as a vital contributor to humanity. Trees, within their majestic presence and life-giving properties, have played an indispensable role in sustaining both the earth and its inhabitants. Throughout history, various cultures have revered trees as sacred symbols, attributing them with mystical qualities and an animistic spirit. In Celtic traditions, certain trees such as the mighty oak were believed to be portals between the physical and spiritual realms. The Norse Yggdrasil, the world tree, served as a cosmic axis connecting different realms of existence. Indigenous cultures, like the Native American tribes, often regard trees as sacred beings with distinct personalities and a spiritual significance tied to the lands. The banyan tree in Hinduism is revered for its longevity and is considered a symbol of eternal life. These varied cultural perspectives shed light on the deep connection between humans and the arboreal world, in which trees are not just idle observers but active participants in the beautiful pattern of life. In the Philippines, we have a similar tree that we consider sacred called the balete tree. The balete tree holds a special place in Filipino folklore. Being more than just a tree, for those of us who grew up listening to our grandparents' stories about it. It is believed to be a dwelling place for various entities in the Philippines, contributing to its eerie reputation. Passing by a balete tree in the evening can be unsettling, especially when the tales of creatures inhabiting the tree pops in your mind. Botanically, balete trees are an endemic plant species in the Philippines and belong to the Ficus genus. Ficus trees are characterized by their large, thick leaves and are known for their unique inflorescence involving a specific wasp species for pollination. The fruit of the balete tree, known as syconium, is formed within an enclosed inflorescence. The majority of balete trees are hemipyphytes, originating from seeds dispersed by birds into crevices or cracks in the bark of a host tree. Aerial roots are then sent out, growing downward until they reach the soil, where they take root and thicken into new trunks. As these roots spread, they encircle and seem to strangle the host tree, a phenomenon known as a strangler fig. Eventually, the host tree succumbs, decays, and leaves behind a hollow cylinder of roots that forms the trunks of the balete tree. In urban areas like Manila and other major Philippine cities, balete trees are intentionally planted along avenues, showcasing their graceful appearance and providing excellent shade. Some species of balete are also cultivated for bonsai making. While they make beautiful houseplants, it is important to note that they can be a source of indoor household allergens, potentially causing respiratory allergies. Despite this, superstitions persist, with some people believing that bringing a balete tree indoors as a decorative plant may invite ghosts. And this belief is rooted in the idea that the balete tree is a portal for entities. The imposing stature of the balete, adorned with vines wrapping and hanging from its branches, contributes to its scary appearance. This, combined with its parasitic nature, can make it seem unsettling to those who encounter it. And if you've ever seen one, you'll likely understand the natural sense of creepiness associated with its massive and entangled form. Now, there are several ancient balete trees in the Philippines that I could give as an example. For example, we have the balete from the OISCA farm in Lumapao, Canlaon City, Negros Oriental. Botanists from Silliman University estimate the balete tree there to be approximately 1,328 years old. To encircle its trunk would require at least 42 men, and within the broad tree trunk, a cavity houses lizards, bats, and various insects. This tree is a prominent tourist attraction in the city, and at night, fireflies illuminate it, creating a year-round Christmas tree-like spectacle. Number 2, in Barangay Quirino, Maria Aurora, Aurora Province, stands the Millennium Tree, recognized as Asia's largest of its kind. This ancient balete tree is estimated to be 600 years old and reaches a towering height of 60 meters or 200 feet. Its roots, with diameters ranging from 10 meters or 33 feet to 15 meters or 49 feet, create a network spacious enough for adults to fit into the center. And lastly, in Barangay Campalanas, located in the town of Lazi, Siquijor Province, there exists a 400-year-old balete tree, considered the oldest and largest in the province. What sets this apart is the spring that emerges from its base, flowing directly into a man-made pool, adding to the uniqueness of this ancient natural wonder. And now that we've learned about the mysterious and eerie nature of balete trees, including some examples found in the Philippines, here's an interesting tidbit. Did you know that we have a balete drive in the Philippines? In the heart of the busy Manila, there's a street that's become a center of legends and mysteries, especially in New Manila, Quezon City, called the Balete Drive. Balete Drive is an undivided two-lane street, the main route of New Manila, connecting Eulogio Rodriguez Sr. Avenue and Nicanor Domingo Street in Quezon City. It's not just any street, it's a major route for jeepneys and cabs. Balete Drive got its name from a massive balete tree that once dominated the center of the road. And while the precise construction date remains unknown, the road underwent significant development, including cementing and asphalting, transforming into a major route during the regime of President Ferdinand Marcos in the early 1970s. The area boasts several Spanish houses, among them the renowned Centennial House, standing proudly for over two centuries. These historical elements hint at Balete Drive's existence since the late Spanish era, dating back to the end of the 19th century. Apart from its busy street, Balete Drive has gained fame for a different reason. The various legends and folklore that have swirled around the area since the 1950s asserting that the street is haunted. Haunted by what, exactly? It is rumored that Balete Drive is haunted by a white lady or a caperosa. I actually mentioned this story in the Mumu episode, which you should check out, and it's on episode 10. However, just to recap, the white lady of Balete Drive is believed to be the ghost of a teenage girl who tragically lost her life when run over and killed by a taxi driver at night. Legend has it that her remains are buried near a Balete tree on Balete Drive. Another version portrays a more ominous tale, claiming that a University of the Philippines student was sexually assaulted and murdered by a taxi driver, and her spirit lingers on the street in search of her assailant. A different narrative suggests that a female resident of the ancestral mansions along Balete Drive suffered abuse and met her demise at the hands of her own family, causing her spirit to haunt the road, seeking help from passing drivers. Furthermore, I came across additional information regarding the hauntings on Balete Drive from a Facebook page called Filipino History News and Classic Stories. This article or this post was shared on the page in 2015. This just corroborates to what I had mentioned earlier regarding the white lady story that was abused by her own family. So, according to the post, the white lady resides in an abandoned ancestral mansion on Balete Drive and was a victim of her own family's cruelty. At the eerie hour of 3 a.m., the apparition reportedly appears to drivers passing her residence. Either she's seeking assistance or attempting to escape her tragic fate. Interestingly, some taxi drivers recount driving for extended periods along the same street where the mansion once stood, only breaking free from this inexplicable loop after reciting numerous prayers and turning their shirts inside out. Due to this mysterious phenomenon, taxi drivers actively avoid this route during the late hours until dawn. And should they find that they must traverse the area, they would often honk their horns as a pasintabi to the white lady. Despite the numerous spooky tales surrounding Balete Drive, persistent local rumors suggest that the legend itself was fabricated by a reporter in 1953 to come up with an interesting story about the place. As the Balete Drive scare gained popularity, pranksters emerged, with one notable incident involving a 15-year-old boy named Conrado de la Cruz, a resident of Balete Drive during that period. Amid the 1953 scare of the white lady, the young boy orchestrated a trick on his 22-year-old neighbor, Lope Bautista. Donning a white robe and a skull mask, he stealthily entered Bautista's balcony. The terrified Bautista, shocked by the unexpected apparition, leaped from his porch and incurred a sprain. The mischievous teenager faced scolding from the local police for his prank. I tried looking for further information about this prank, but I can't confirm the validity of this story, unfortunately, so let's just leave it at that. Just another story. While many people believe that Balete Drive is haunted, skeptics see things differently. I spoke with two individuals who have a third eye, and both insist that the place is not haunted. Informant number one intentionally visited Balati Drive to investigate its alleged hauntings, but she reported that not once did she feel anything eerie about the place. There was nothing. Informant number two, who travels the Balati Drive route once every 2 weeks from Cubao to UST, particularly around 11 p.m., asserts not to have witnessed anything unusual during these journeys, not even a white lady. Even the well-known author Yvette Tan explored Balati Drive with her friends and brought along a psychic. In her later blog statement, she mentioned, "By taking a psychic on a walk through the streets of New Manila, we found that Balati Drive itself isn't haunted. At least one of the houses there is, and actively so. And while some mansions in the New Manila area may look scary, not all of them harbor supernatural residents." So whether or not you believe that Balati Drive is haunted is entirely up to you. However, it is undeniable that these hoaxes and rumors have solidified yet another myth for us, adding to the rich collection of urban legends we have here in the Philippines. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast financially, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, and for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip on GCash. Info will be listed in the description. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been Ethan. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!